to Art If, the podcast about art, life, and everything in between. All right. Welcome back, everyone. In this week's mini-sode, we're talking about provocation from Ed Mabry in episode number 15.
Well, it was actually two provocations. We had two. So the first one was to say yes from any sort of length of time from 1 month to a year. And we were about like 2 months, just over 2 months.
I think so.
Say yes to everything that you can. That is, of course, safe and healthy for you to do so. And see the world of opportunities open up before your eyes. So the first provocation was say yes. The second one was to find a group of friends and commit to renting a small space as soon as the world opens up again. And with a space to call your own, you can really see your creativity begin to flourish.
So in this episode, Yassi and I talk about our process and approach to these two provocations, how they ask us to step outside our comfort zones, create a new sense of possibility, how they have the opportunity to help us build collaboration, and how they got us thinking about new projects.
Yes, yes. So it is now October 9th, so it has been over 30 days of saying yes.
How has that gone for you?
Well, this is one, again, that I feel like was less challenging or is more in my wheelhouse. Because I tend to be a pretty enthusiastic person and I like new experiences and I'm not fussy about most things. So, like, saying yes is something I tend to do. And I tend to actually over say yes because, like, yeah, I want to do all the things and then I'm doing all the things and I burn out. So, you know, I like this one, but I would say I was definitely, like, cognizant of it, and I think that it was really positive. I don't want to sort of divulge the details of everything yet, but it, like, I'm involved in a new, like, performance project that's sort of building, well, no, I don't know what's going to happen okay. with it. It's not like I have
Secrets.
Some big secret, but yeah, well, I just, you know. I'm working on a project where I'll be directing something. I said yes to that opportunity. And we've built something like really cool out of it. Or we're trying to at least. So, and then I definitely like made a lot of some like connections. Like people would invite me out for a drink or a walk or, you know, all within COVID safety. And again, I probably would have said yes, but I very consciously said yes and didn't try to like reschedule based on my busy or whatever. I just said, yes, great. And I think that that was really, really nice. I will say I maybe wasn't always conscious of it. So I don't know if I said no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. I found myself throughout the time being like, oh shit, did I forget to say yes to something? Did somebody invite me to something and I didn't do it?
Right. Like you kept reminding me. I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Am I saying yes? Okay. Yeah. I think I say yes. I generally say yes, but did I say no? You know, I don't know. How did you feel? Did you notice any differences?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bit like you in that I do generally say I like to do new things. And so I do like to take on opportunities. The thing that tends to hold me back from pursuing other things, new things, etc., is usually like when I feel like I can't afford to do it, like money-wise.
Mm. Yeah.
But since we're in a pandemic and there's nowhere to go, they're just really, I don't feel like there have been very many opportunities to say yes.
Yeah.
I think in the early weeks after we got this provocation, I had sort of an internal existential crisis about it because I do find that I take on a lot of like responsibility at work and stuff. And so if there's something that needs done, like I'll do it. And sometimes it's maybe asked of me or I don't know, it just sort of falls to me and like I take it on. And this is sort of a trend in my life, not just like in the specific position or something. And so I was thinking about this idea of saying yes. And I did have this, some moments of hesitation where I feel like I'm also trying to learn how to say no. And I find myself advising my students with this also, because I have, you know, there's always like one student who wants to do all the things, and then they struggle to meet the deadlines because they're overcommitted. And so I find myself advising them to say no to things and to focus on something that they can do excellently rather than several things that they end up having to compromise on. And and I think I fall into that category sometimes too, where I am overcommitted and don't feel like I'm.
I definitely do.
I struggled. So I had this like little existential crisis about it that was about trying to balance the kinds of things I say yes to and prioritizing them. And I decided that one of the things I should do is like say yes to myself more.
Oh,
because
that's a nice interpretation of the provocation.
Yeah. I mean, cause like I have all these ideas of things I want to do and like dreams I want to pursue or crafts I want to engage with. And so I tried to just, say yes to giving myself time to do those things. Mm. So on Saturday mornings, I set Saturday mornings aside to do creative work. And because I find that one of the habits I think I've developed is that I do the most important thing first in the day, or what seems most important. And then I'm sort of fulfilling all these obligations throughout the day. And by the time the evening rolls around, I'm just tired. And maybe I don't want to invest that. And maybe I don't feel like I have the energy to give to the thing that I want to do.
More coffee.
But I'm also such a bad sleeper. So if I have coffee in the evening, like I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So I decided if I do the thing I want to do first, at the end of the day, I'll still like pull it out and do the things I have to do at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., right? Whereas if it's just something I want to do, I'm likely to just set it aside and sit down and watch TV and relax and like check out.
Well, have you noticed like a difference in your life now that you've sort of reorganized? Saying yes to yourself?
On Saturdays, I feel good.
All right.
Just on Saturdays. That's
Yeah, I had a similar thing where a couple years ago, Saturday is the day that I don't do work. Yeah. I pick one day where I do not do work 90% of the time, you know, like this weekend, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But generally, and I do think that it helps, and like doing things you enjoy doing, whether it's painting or going on a hike or whatever it is, I think that it really does re-energize you.
It does.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also like it's energizing, but I also think that it's a little bit confidence building when you do jobs that you have to do. If you don't care about them, then you don't feel proud of how they turned out because they're just tasks. Mm. But if it's something that you wanted to do, then the end result matters. And so it can feel, it just feels different, and you feel different about your, you realize that your worth isn't tied up in mundanity.
Yeah. I mean, that's like an important lesson to learn in a capitalist society.
Marxist.
Yeah. cool.
Yeah.
I would be interested actually. Like, this was fun, and I think some really cool things came out of it, you know, but it would also be interesting to have a provocation that was, like, just say no.
Yeah.
And I think, like, both of them sort of force you to do a reckoning of, like, your habits.
Yeah. So, I do think that it's something that I like the idea of having it in the back of my head as like, not as an option, because it is an option, but, like, sort of pressing at the door, knocking, you know, because I do think that sometimes we get stuck in a rut, sort of stuck in habits, and it feels kind of scary to break out of them. And so having that sort of like say yes, knocking at, you know, like at your little subconscious door or whatever, I think it does. I don't know. I think it makes me a little more courageous and a little more excited and a little more optimistic that, you know, something interesting might come along.
Yeah. Right. It's not just the same day over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it has me like looking for the things that are being offered.
Yeah. It creates a sense of possibility.
Yeah. So what about the other piece? Thinking about like...
This one was hard. I think the pandemic has also like caused us to tighten our belts a little bit. Mm-hmm. So like putting money in a space that who knows when we'll be able to use feels like a little scary.
Yeah.
Also like I haven't really built a community here yet that I like am making work with, you know?
That was kind of one of my hurdles too. I kept thinking about all these people that I feel like I would collaborate really well with. And we're not in, none of us are in the same places. We're spread out all over the country or farther. And so just, I don't know, like, how can you imagine some sort of shared project across distances that's not a podcast?
Right. Well, right. I mean, so I was thinking of somehow creating some sort of website, like buying a domain name of like a project I've always wanted to do, like creating some sort of, so like tying myself to some sort of virtual space for a project.
That's cool.
Maybe I should do that. The other thing that I've been sort of thinking about for a long time, so I just moved here and I have a she shed.
Yeah, and I love it.
It's cool. It's like very cute. Yeah.
My she shed like, is my living room.
You're like, my she shed is my whole house. It's just this space that like is cool, but I don't know what to do with it. Right? Like I have an office, I have, you know, and so I was thinking like, oh, like it'd be cool to make it an art studio, but like everyone who's seen our Instagram posts realized that I'm not going anywhere as an artist. And you know, I want to say like, I think it's very brave of me to share my pencil I've been drawing so widely. I'm just going to give myself credit. So I don't know. And then I was like, well, I do theater. Like, what if I made a little, like, two-person stage? Yeah. And it could be, like, this really tiny, I don't know. So I don't, that space is something I'm trying to reserve for creative activities, but I don't know exactly how to do that yet.
That's cool.
So those are my two things I'm thinking about is like some sort of website that maybe could be a space of collaboration or something or ties me to fulfilling, you know, one of these crazy ideas I have or, doing something with that shed. So we'll see.
You got, those are my thoughts. You got farther in that than I did.
I've just thought about it.
Yeah, well, your thoughts are more concrete than mine or clearer, more well-developed. So this is actually kind of funny because it sort of came up in the chat, in our chat. I don't remember what that stupid like Facebook meme thing was, but it was like type something and fill it in. You should be a CEO of, and you were Great Times.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I was like, CEO of a Great Time.
And it said I should be a CEO of a theater and, over the last...
It was like the autocomplete. Yeah, what your phone autocompletes.
Yeah.
I am the CEO of, and then it was like whatever it said.
That's what it was. Yeah. Good job. Thanks for making my stupid story make sense.
Well, I'm just giving some context. So you're like, you know that Facebook thing? I'm like, yeah. It's like, well, I think we do have listeners that maybe they won't know. So.
Over the past few years, I've been thinking more and more about how I would like to maybe be like the artistic director of a theater company. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of vaguely was thinking a little bit more about what it would entail to like start a theater company. Cause I think Samantha Bear's provocation was kind of in this vein too, right? Like find the place that you aren't represented. And when I pick shows to perform and the kind of theater that I like to do is like weird. And it's not like, and then this came up too in like the conversation we had with Dan where, right, that the center in New York like failed because it was doing not boring, but like stayed kinds of shows. Yeah. And I just wonder if maybe there really is a bigger market for weird shit. And so,
well, I think that there, yeah, I do think, I wouldn't say bigger market, but I think each place has a small market. Is how I would maybe think about it.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, I guess I just wonder if the market in each of those places might be expanded more than we give it credit.
I see.
You know?
So wait, are you telling me you're starting a theater company?
Only if you're going to be CEO of Great Times.
Sure. I don't know what that entails, but yes. Yeah, I'm saying yes.
I mean, like not right away, but maybe in the future. I don't know.
Cool.
I mean, and also like where? Like I'm a nomad. I don't have a place.
Maybe build a container and have a theater on a truck.
Oh my God. On my boat!
I love how all these provocations have just given you the coolest life.
I know, right? If only I could bring them all together.
I mean, maybe you can.
Can somebody just like nominate me for a MacArthur?
Can you nominate yourself?
I don't think that's how it works. I think it has to be like somebody who is also like actually successful in your field.
I see. Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah. You could, however, nominate me for a Nobel Peace Prize since you're a professor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, professors can nominate.
Okay.
So
I'll think about it.
You have
Are
to,
we still saying
you have
yes?
To say yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I think that's a good note to end on.
I do too.
Okay. All right. Don't forget, share your provocations with us. Tag us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We want to know what you're doing. We want to see your creativity flourish.
And of course, remember to subscribe, rate, and review us everywhere you're listening. Bye.
Bye.
Art If Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at Art If Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.